everyone. It's a Friday morning, and we are lucky enough to have Mike Schultz with us live here in the studio.
It's a pleasure to be here.
The world of cinema.
Yeah. I forgot what he's talked about, what he has.
Check out his reviews at rcreader.com. You can actually check out these visits with Mike.
Yeah, how about that?
Those are available online.
Kind of a cool gig. Absolutely.
At rcreader.com. Yeah, check that out when you
get
a chance.
Man, I love that music. It really does put me in a good mood. You know, that's all I need on Friday morning.
I'm halfway through season two, and I've got two episodes of season three on the TiVo ready to go.
Excellent. I just finished season two two nights ago, actually.
Did you know?
Yeah,
did
yeah. You know? So I'm ready to get caught up live on Sundays.
Why don't you give your sister a kiss? Nothing wrong with that. Don't you love your sister? Look at your skin. It's like milk, like buttermilk. I'm dying to see how that ends.
Yeah. Oh, good stuff.
Joni.
Good stuff.
Joni, the whole time I was in the hospital, I've been dying to tell you this. You're the best piece of ass I ever had. I thought it was important that you hear that. Good God. Yeah. Pitcher, you've got to watch
all
Mad
right.
Men.
Oh, well, seriously.
You
caught
have
up. Got
to
yeah,
start
you'll
watching
love it.
It's
okay. Really, really good.
It's right up your alley. That's television, though. Let's talk about theatrical released
sure,
movies.
Sure, yeah. Let's talk about Inglourious Basterds.
Right.
Quentin Tarantino. I loved it.
Yeah.
I just loved it, man. It's 2.5 hours of just solid Tarantino fun. You know, it's you're not supposed to believe a second of it.
Uh-huh.
It's obviously just this make-believe universe that he's created, and it is funny, and it is violent as hell. It's, it's a blast.
A lot of
Brad
people getting
Pitt's,
their heads lopped off or
a lot of scalping, actually.
Oh, a lot of scalping.
The idea is that the Inglourious Basterds go and
scalp
the Nazis, because the Nazis have engine blood, apparently, of some sort. And so Brad Pitt kind of convinces his troops that they've got a little bit of engine in them. And so he wants 100 Nazi scalps each. And so we see quite a bit of scalping in this.
Really?
Flick. Yeah. But it's good.
You ever get
and
used
funny
to the scalping?
Yeah, I'm not sure if you ever get used to scalping, to be honest.
I've got to see this one, too.
It's a blast.
There are too many good movies out right now.
There's a bunch of good movies. Actually, this summer has been pretty outstanding,
really?
All things considered. You figure Star Trek and Up and Public Enemies and Hurt Locker.
All right,
yeah,
so this is the best
crazy.
Tarantino movie since what?
Since the last one. Grindhouse, I thought, was excellent.
Yeah,
I loved
his.
And in Kill Bill, at least the second half, I thought was insane. So, it's just
another
fantastic
good
Tarantino movie,
all
which
right
is great. So,
gotta go see that.
Yeah, and then we saw Postgrad with Alexis Bledel making goo-goo eyes.
That
at
was the one where I thought you would be dead at the end
I'd
of the
I'd be taking
screening
my own life.
Right.
I thought so, too. And it is just as cutesy and unbearable as we expected, except, damn it, how do they get these casts for these really ridiculous movies? I mean, this movie's got Michael Keaton. It's got Jane Lynch. It's got Carol Burnett, for the love of God.
What?
Really?
Who never makes movies.
No,
you know, and she plays this dotty old grandma, and she's perfect. She's Carol Burnett. She's just hysterical. Jane Lynch is really funny, you know? Michael Keaton's really funny. So,
she's not.
There should be no reason to sit through this, but these people kind of make it worth your time. There's, you know,
Jane Lynch isn't doing the whole hot dog in the bun thing again.
Sadly, no. No, the PG-13 keeps her from doing that.
Does that do anything for you?
I'll haunt your dreams.
I'm a discreet lover.
No,
and I will haunt your dreams.
Yeah, it should have been the worst thing ever, but man, nope, they line up good casts for these things. I don't know how they do it, but it makes it more bearable.
Yeah, okay.
God bless. So, yeah. So I didn't have to take my own life.
Let me ask you this.
It's good to be here again.
Is the Patton Oswalt movie opening locally? Do you know?
Which one? I'm sorry?
Big Fan, it's called.
I haven't heard of that one.
Okay.
Mm. What is that?
Well, if it's not opening, we don't need to talk about it.
Yeah,
but
good point.
Patton Oswalt plays a hardcore New York Giants fan who struggles to deal with the consequences when he's beaten up by his favorite player.
Oh, see, that's pretty funny.
Well, yeah that's
I think,
that's
but
a
see,
nice
guys,
that. Okay.
I think it's a drama, though. I don't think it's a comedy. I don't think it is. Could be
that's
wrong.
That's just too funny.
Yeah,
really?
It's a great premise.
Yeah.
Be careful what you know, what you wish for as far as meeting your idols, right?
Right, exactly.
Yeah, that's a great premise.
Exactly.
But funny, you think.
Now I could be wrong, but I think it's not a comedy.
Were those the only two things you saw?
That was it. Yeah, the other one was shorts. That Robert Rodriguez thing,
the booger monster.
Didn't make any money, so I said,
I've got some audio here from Big Fan.
But
we don't know if this is playing or not.
All right.
Well, it's not playing yet.
It's not playing here locally.
We'll get it.
We're just going to find out if it's a comedy or drama.
Here's a taste of the trailer for Big Fan.
Right there.
What's Ralph Bishop?
Got him I wish I brought a Sharpie.
What's he gonna sign?
Who cares?
Let's go.
Somebody to see you.
Really wanted to just meet you, Mr. Bishop.
We came all the way from Staten Island.
We falling off or something?
No, no, we
just talking, man.
How long have I been here?
3 days.
What was the score?
How do you get a concussion when you got no brains? What this animal did to you, he's got to pay.
How much time could he get?
Maybe 3 to 5. Tell us everything that happened, and then we nail Quantrill.
Quantrill Bishop will not be eligible to play.
I think maybe I got amnesia.
Yeah, sounds like you have amnesia.
Colt got beat up by his favorite player, and now he's suing him for $77 million.
Lots of people get beat up every day. I don't see you out there suing for them.
And none of them are my brother.
I'm not going to let you
do this.
You're a sick boy. You know that, Paul? You need help.
Yeah, not a laugh a minute.
Not a whole lot of laughs in that.
No.
All right, but I'm intrigued for sure.
So it's just the odd spot that you're put in, huh?
Yeah. Wow. Does he sue his favorite player who beat him up knowing it will be a detriment to his favorite team?
Yeah, you get beat up by someone who's
if Jay Cutler beat you up, Darren, would you press charges?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I would.
You didn't even have to think about that.
Yeah.
No, all right.
Yeah, as much as I love the Bears.
Oh, yeah, I'm taking every cent.
I got it. I got to get that paper. Also opening in Quad
City
Theaters.
Because as soon as I get all that money, I'm moving where there are no Bears fans.
Also opening today. Now, this is unusual. Halloween 2.
Mm-hmm.
Director Rob Zombie picks up right where he left off with the next terrifying chapter of Michael Myers' murderous rampage. One, you'd think they'd open it a little closer to Halloween.
Yeah.
Two, it's a sequel to a remake.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, that's what we're
doing
now.
Has that ever happened before?
A sequel to a remake?
I mean, I guess that awful Pink Panther thing. But that's
I guess. But I wouldn't know I wouldn't know one plot from another with those at all.
I mean,
but
you remade Halloween, and now are you remaking Halloween 2?
I think so. I'm not positive on that, but
the
clips I've seen, they're all like in a hospital, and that's what Halloween 2 is all about.
Right.
It was taking place the same night.
I think it's
a
remake of Halloween 2.
Which is just so depressing.
Then, let me ask you this, though. In a couple of years, can we look forward to Halloween 3? The season of the witch.
Yeah, boy, that was a piece
still
of crap.
Halloween.
Although I did like—is that the one where snakes come out of people's? They kind of explode out of those masks.
Yeah,
because
the
mask.
Yeah.
All right.
The masks were all filled with.
It was like a computer chip or something that created
something.
Snakes.
Yeah, right.
It was.
Right.
It was
inane, Michael Myers even in Halloween 3?
No, as I recall, they just kind of ditched that storyline completely for
the
third one,
back
and then
Halloween
came back
4.
For Halloween 4. Yeah.
Here's some stuff from Halloween 2 in Quad City Theaters. This one for sure is here. It's Halloween 2, the new Rob Zombie movie.
Will he kill again?
Let me make things clear. Michael Myers is dead. D-E-A-D.
I've had 4 calls about Michael Myers today, all in the space of 10 minutes.
Are you a giant?
Take that, kid.
I know he's not going to come back just because of some stupid holiday.
Evil is here.
And not me.
Who are you then?
I'm Michael Myers' sister.
That sounds pretty damn scary. What did you think of the remake of Halloween?
I hated it.
Yeah.
I really hated it.
Yeah.
And I love Rob Zombie. Devil's Rejects, have you seen, by any chance?
No.
That's a classic.
Yeah.
And House of 1,000 Corpses is great. Yeah. I think his stuff is good. But
he's better
when
he's dealing with original
stuff. Yeah, his stuff is really good. Well, he's the only director who kind of gets that 70s style of horror where everything was just really low rent and ugly, you know, which is great, but I don't know. Halloween fell apart for me.
This doesn't have anything to do with anything. Did you guys, either one of you, this would have been like right around 1980, 80, 81.
Sure.
See the horror movie Funhouse?
No.
Where there's like a monster or like some sort of something in the funhouse.
I remember it being on HBO, but I was too young to be allowed to watch it. So,
saw it in the theaters, and it was just like they were like the person who ran the funhouse kind of was like keeping this, I don't know if it was supposed to be their half child or, but it was a monster type thing.
And
you went in the funhouse and you dealt with it. That's for sure.
It sounds fun.
Also opening today in Quad City Theaters, The Final Destination. Now this is that movie,
where everyone's got an axle from a car coming right in the back of their head.
Exactly.
How many of these movies have there been?
This is the 4th, I think.
After a teen's premonition of a deadly race car crash helps save the lives of his peers, death sets out to collect those who evaded their
Don't look now, but there's a tank flying right at you.
The movie is in 3D, which might explain why there's ridiculous things like tanks flying at you.
Yeah, I do dig this series, though. I gotta admit, I've liked all of them so far.
Now, this
I think
is the
great.
Final destination, unless it makes a
unless
lot of money.
Unless it makes money, in which case, it's not so much. Yeah.
We have to get out of here.
We're all gonna die, all right? There's gonna be a crash.
Have you lost your mind?
You saw it before it actually happened.
We're alive, and so are a lot of other people.
I keep having these visions. I see how the next person's gonna die.
What do you mean, the next person?
Survivors in the accident.
What if we weren't meant to survive?
Now, let me ask you this, because I've not watched 2 minutes of any of these movies. Mm-hmm. It's not the same characters, but it's the same movie over and over again?
It can't be the same characters. Right. They all get killed.
But, okay.
Every single one. So the whole cast goes.
Now, the original one was they survived a plane crash or something?
Yes. Yeah, that's right. And I don't remember quite the set. The third one, I think, is where they survived the roller coaster accident, if I'm correct about that. And the second one, I don't recall.
No, this one,
This
time they've got NASCAR involved.
Oh, fantastic. All right, tires going in your face.
Exactly. All right, don't go to the races.
Weird. It's weird that they opened two horror sequels in the same weekend. You'd think you'd be splitting your audience like crazy.
But, it does not seem like that does not seem to be the best idea, although... this will be the fourth. Final Destination, Final Destination 2, Final Destination 3, and this one. Here's the thing. Kids are back in college, and this is the weekend where they're back on campus, and they want to go see movies.
It makes sense.
Do you recognize people when you go to the movies? You go to so many movies. Mm-hmm. Do you see the same...
Like people in the audience?
Yes. Do you ever make...
No, I've got one buddy who likes to catch a lot of the opening day stuff.
That's someone you know.
Yeah, I'm actually acquainted.
Okay, so it's not like you know... It's like... Oh, I know that group of people are going to be at this horror flick.
No, absolutely not.
No, you don't pay attention to that.
Interestingly, no, I don't notice. I also try to sneak in kind of late.
Yeah.
I like to get there 10 minutes late because I hate previews. You know.
There is a preview right now, and I don't want to... It just... God bless. I'm sure it's a heartwarming tale.
Oh, no.
It's Mariah Carey is a social worker.
Yeah, is this Precious?
Precious.
I haven't seen the clip for it yet, but it's supposed to be really good. I mean, the word is that it's
great. It's the most depressing preview I've ever seen in my life.
It's one with
and
Monique,
then there's
right?
another preview for, I was, who else is in it?
Monique, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It just is, it just looks like it's just depressing. And then there was another.
I'd like to get me some of that Mariah Carey, though.
Not in this movie. Mm. She's kind of frumped it up a little.
Yeah.
That's right. This is the makeup-free Mariah.
You can't frump all of it up.
The part you want not frumped is covered in a wool skirt, if I remember correctly. And then it's been so long, you know, we had friends come over and watch Owen, so it was a rare night out at the movie house. There was a preview for a movie called The Stepfather.
Yeah.
Now, that's not a remake.
Yes, it is.
Is that a remake as well?
Terry O'Quinn. It's the great Terry O'Quinn performance.
Right.
Yeah, it's from 1987.
Now it's the guy from Nip Tuck.
Is that who he is?
Yeah.
I saw the preview for that, but I had no idea who that guy was. He looked really familiar.
Okay, so not only have I seen the original movie with Terry O'Quinn, it's fantastic, but the trailer is done in such a way that you have seen the entire movie.
Yeah.
I mean, the entire movie.
Yeah. Who am I here? I'm like, what's my name? Don't give out the best line of the movie.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's a heartbreaking thing.
Oh, so that is a remake.
Yeah, yeah, but it's exactly the movie you remember, so that's too bad.
Also opening one final movie, we've got Taking Woodstock opening in theaters, right?
Yeah.
A man working at his parents' motel in the Catskills inadvertently sets in motion the generation-defining concert of the summer of 1969. In this clip, Elliot, played by Dimitri Martin, who's pretty funny, finds out that Vilma, played by Liev Schreiber, gave his parents hash brownies. This is from the movie.
Isn't this opening like a couple weeks late?
I think this is
opening weekend wide. Yeah,
I'm pretty sure that's right.
Yeah, you might have heard about it.
I'm just saying that it seems as though it would have been.
Oh, they should have opened
summer type of thing.
Well, no, a little
during
more
the actual anniversary.
Of Woodstock,
right,
which was a couple weeks ago.
2 weeks ago. Yeah. Here's a clip from Taking Woodstock.
I want you to meet some very, very groovy people.
You gave them the hash brownies.
They told me you said I should.
How many?
Poor Rich.
Elio! My baby!
My little baby!
My filthy baby! Boy, give Mama some of that dirt!
Four each?
Four
each.
Good God.
Four hash brownies.
Someone needs to go to the hospital.
Yeah, wow. It's time for 911.
Yeah,
that's bad news.
You might want to drink some Gatorade.
No, is one of the people that takes it, is it Eugene Levy? Is he, he's one of the, is he taking
it? I don't, I'm not sure. I don't think he plays one of the dads.
Oh, he doesn't
one of the parents.
Play, okay. No.
I think he's not a parent in this one. Yeah, I think you're
maybe
right.
Maybe he's Max.
But they get home and Eugene Levy is having sex with the brownies.
Yeah.
Well, kind of a tip of the cap.
Four would do it.
To another unnecessary
four would do it.
Series of movies.
Good night. All right.
He's Mike Schultz and we'll
thanks,
read his
Mike.
Reviews
yeah,
of these now.
Absolutely.
This is a week that we have paper.
There will be paper on Wednesday. It's our it's our annual fall guide. So it'll be the little guide to 1,500 events going on in the Quad Cities.
And when's
so
that best of the Quad Cities thing coming out?
That is going to be coming out at the end of the month, the 30th, I want to say,
okay.
In print. Yeah.
September 30th?
Yes.
Well, if we do as well as we did in the Quad City Times poll, that'd be something to look at.
How did you do?
I didn't even mentioned. Notice. Everyone else was mentioned.
Ah,
it's actually one of those
you're the unmentionable.
It's one of those situations where it's when looking at it, it's a club you don't want to be a member of.
Oh, God. All right, I'll take a peek at that. Okay.
He's Mike Schultz from the River Cities Reader. Thanks, Mike.
You bet, guys. Thank you.
We're Dave and Darren, and this is Rock 104.9.